this book.
Good afternoon. Everybody can be turning to Psalms 13, if you would please. That's what we're going to read out of.
Is this on?
No, it's on.
Sorry about that. I forgot to switch it on. Number one, my tie again. I was up here last October. It's breast cancer awareness. Ladies, do your part. Gentlemen, support them in that. Pastor Appreciation Month. We got a suit for Pastor Asquith last week. Mike and I were going to go halves, and we were going to buy a suit for Pastor Hain. It was a sweatsuit because he's retired. He can sit around and relax. But the funding fell through on that, so we didn't get that. So, anyways, you know it's all out of love. Let's open our word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us, and I just pray that you would help us as we look at your word. I just pray that you would take pride out of it. Just help us to look at it and see what you have for us, and just thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
We're going to read chapter 13 together. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Did anybody get anything out of that, or was that just a lot of reading? To me, this lesson came from me doing my own devotions, and it was, a wake-up call to me. A lot of times we just go through the motions. We just read the words. We don't look into what God had in it for us.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to try reading that again. And it's all right if you laugh, but I'm going to put a little feeling into it. And I'm going to try to read it as this is a Psalm of David. And I'm going to try to put a little feeling into it and see if it does anything for you, the way you look at your scripture. How long will you forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will you hide thy face from me? How long should I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider, hear me, O Lord, my God. Light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Now, did it change the words? No, it did not. But what my point is, when you're reading scripture, try to put something into it. Try to get a mental picture of what's going on. A lot of times we just read the words.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm as guilty as anybody of, okay, I read my chapter, I'm done.
Yes, sir.
You need to look in to see what, put a little emphasis into it, see if you can get more out of it. Try to make the scriptures come alive to you. Don't just go through the motions. And a lot of times that's what happens with us. But if we want to look at this, verse 1 and 2, we have the phrase, how long? And it appears four times. How long wilt thou forget me? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long shall I take counsel? How long shall my enemies? A lot in this, obviously in this, David is obviously wondering how long. And a lot of times when we're going through a trial or we're going through a problem, that's our response. How long do I got to go through this?
Yes, sir.
We want the answers now. We don't want to wait around for them. And a lot of times we get very impatient. And a lot of times we think only this stuff happens to us. I'm the only one this is ever happening to. That's a good part about being a Christian, is we can talk to other Christians that have been through these things. We can look for counsel from other people. And no matter how long it does take, you can get through it with God's help. You just got to be focused on him. Verse 3 and 4, he's asking God not to lose his testimony. He's basically saying, don't let my enemies win. Don't let me lose my testimony. My question is, when we're going through a trial, are we asking ourselves, are we losing our testimony?
Yeah.
When we're going through something, a lot of times, and it is the end of the world. I'm not trying to make light of it. When you're going through something, it's like it's the end of the world. But don't lose your testimony through that time.
Yeah.
There's people that are watching. There's people that you've been witnessing to. They're going to see how you're going to come through that. And if you stumble and fall, it's okay. You can ask for forgiveness. But if you do it every single time, they're not going to see a difference.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
If you have salvation, God wants you, he wants to communicate with us. And David's asking him these questions. It's okay for us to ask God questions. It's again, when we're going through something, we don't want to be going through it, but David's asking his God these questions, okay? The same reason we can do that. We can ask God for answers of why am I going through this? What's the point of this? But be prepared to get the answers. A lot of times we ask the question, but we don't want God to show us the answer. So you got to be prepared for it. Excuse me, I got stuff going through my family. So we're all getting a little sick. But anyways, again, be ready for the answer. If you're not saved, is he just trying to get you to your knees? Okay? Saved and unsaved alike both go through trials, struggles, whatever you want to call it. But it's where you got to be ready with your life, living your life the way, like Pastor was talking up here today, the old man, the new man, you need to get focused on the new man. You need to be ready to face those struggles, those trials. But you can't do it on your own. You got to ask God. You got to be connected to God. And if just every time a trial comes, you start praying, you're going to learn a lot of lessons very slowly. You need to be in touch with God. You need to be learning what he has for you. Now, it's a Psalm of David. And yes, he penned it, but my understanding is all scripture is given from God. Men penned it. God told him to write it. So if God is telling him, it's okay to ask me these things. It's okay to ask these questions. But again, be prepared for the answers. If you're not prepared for those answers, it's going to probably sting pretty hard. But can you change this psalm to a Psalm of David to a Psalm of, and I'll put myself in there, a Psalm of Neil? When you're looking at scripture, put yourself in that spot. David went through these problems. I know everybody goes through problems. That's part of life. But as you read these psalms, put yourself in there. Try to, you know, like I said, when David's crying out, you can be crying out too. You know that. You got something going on. Cry out to God. Ask him for his help. The last, I'm going to talk about one struggle we had. I'll call it our story. We've all probably heard from pastors and stuff that you're in a pit, it's 15 foot deep, God will give you 16 foot of rope to get you out. Well, we were going through something, and we kept refusing the rope, I guess I'll say. There was a way out, and we just kept holding on, not grabbing that rope. So God has another way of taking care of you if you won't do that. If you won't trust him and grab all that rope, he'll put you on the rope and hang you in the air about 50 feet. And if any of you ever saw a TV show or anything like that, most ropes are three cords wrapped around together. And I'm sure if you've ever watched a movie, somebody's hanging over the cliff, one cord breaks and they drop. Another cord breaks, they drop. That's pretty much what he did to us. It's not fun when you feel that jerk.
Yes, sir.
Again, you got to trust him.
Yes, sir.
Eventually, going through this, especially being the leader of your house, this is the hardest part of it. For any women that want to rule their house, this is not, it's not fun. I heard God speak to me, and we say, there's no more prophets, there's no more angels that come and talk to us, it's a different time, we don't hear God's voice as they did in the wilderness and stuff. And my wife, I heard God say, she used the words, how long are we going to stay here? I heard God in that. Too late, but I heard God. Another time, I still hadn't made the decision to move, but we're leaving church and I'm upset. And Grace says, are we supposed to leave church mad? That was as clear as it can be, God telling me that. He was saying it's time to get out of here. You can hear God. He uses other people. A lot of times, again, like I said, we'll say, oh, God doesn't speak to you. Well, he speaks to you. And again, he just got that rope one more time. So we're just hanging by one more strand. Well, when he finally cut that rope and we fell, fortunately, he put a mattress out there for us to land on. It was called Black Creek Baptist Church. Now, it was a rough landing. We have people such as, I'm thinking of Katie with her bruises and her bangs. We had people that came along and put bandages on us, helped us get back on our feet. When you're going through stuff, it's not only you, even though you think it is, it's there's other people that are going to help you through it.
Yes.
Now, the thing I've failed to read, every time I've read this, I've failed to read verses 5 and 6. Because the word it starts with is but. And everything changes right here. But I have trusted in thy mercy.
Yes.
My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Now this changes everything. Like I said, David had the right to ask these questions. Neil had the right to ask these questions. Any of you have the right to ask those questions. There needs to be a time where you find the but in the story. It needs to get back to your focus on who your Savior is, the power he has to take care of the problem. Now, my answer again, or our answer is, verse 5, I trust in thy mercy and rejoice in my salvation. I couldn't do verse 6 until I got verse 5 figured out.
That's good.
Verse 6, I want to sing unto the Lord. You can't do that until you've trusted and you've rejoiced. Until you've done those two, you can't get to the point of singing God's mercies again. You can't realize he's dealt with you bountifully, whatever the trial is, the tribulation is. Last point, David penned this, but God inspired it for us to give us hope that it's not only us that's going through it. If you feel alone, verses 1 through 4, as David did, as like I said, myself, get to verse 5 and 6, get to the B-U-T, get to the but, whatever is going on in your life, whatever the trial may be, and it's been said several times, you're either in a trial, just coming out of a trial, or you're going to go into a trial. So what I'm trying to say is when it hits you, get to the part of remembering who your Lord is, how powerful he is, and what he can do in you.
That's good.
And that's it for me, Pastor.